All right. Come on in. Okay. Welcome back to Talks with Ty, the podcast. You are tuned in to Talks with Ty Tuesdays. Okay. So y'all know on Tuesday, we get real raw, unfiltered. These are conversations. This is friend talk. This is healing. This is letting go. This is all of those things that we do here on Tuesday. All right. I am Ty. This is my channel, Touched by Ty Hair Co. And thank you so much for tuning in. Welcome home, Angel. What took you so long to get here? Okay. If this is your first time joining me, do me a favor. All right. I need you to stop what you're doing. Okay. Go ahead and hit that share button. Okay, hit that share button for me. All right, hit that bell, but most of all, click that subscribe button, girl, so you know what's going on. Okay, so you know every time that I upload. If you are a part of my podcast family, thank you so much for listening. Okay, go ahead and hit that follow button for me, so that you're able to catch all of my new uploads, okay? Just so you guys know, this is a video podcast for YouTube, as well as I record for iTunes podcast and Spotify. So if you are not following me on there, YouTube family, go ahead, head over to iTunes, Spotify, type in Talks with Ty, TalksWitty, and hit that follow button. I greatly appreciate it. So I've been gone for a few weeks. Okay. We haven't done Talks with Ty in a while. I've been coming out with the makeup content and the My Mommy and Me is booming and, hair and all that stuff, but I don't want to stray too far away from this because this is me. This is me allowing you guys to get to know me. And it helps me. It helps me in during my growth process. In my healing process, I want to be able to do that with somebody else. So let's get into tonight's segment, okay? Whew. Tonight we will be talking about setting standards and breaking generational curses, okay? This is a deep one. Setting standards, right? In order to set a standard, you have to first identify what a standard looks like to you, okay? What is your expectation, right? I hear a lot of people say, don't expect anything from people. That way you won't be let down if they don't do what you expect them to do. Well, that's bullshit. All right, I'm gonna just call it like I see it, okay? I expect to be treated with respect, with dignity. I used to say, I expect for you to treat me how I treat you, but the world is a little messed up now, so you can't even say that anymore. I just want you to respect me, okay? And in order for you to do that, you have to know what respect looks like. Not everybody knows what respect looks like. And then you might know what it looked like, but it might look one way to you and look another way to me, right? Then some people just don't know what it looks like for them at all. So it's hard for them to give it to you. How can I say this? Ladies, gentlemen, it's okay to be alone. It's vital. It is vital to be alone. At some point in your growth process, you've got to sit with yourself. Okay? You've got to figure out what it is that you want, what good looks like to you, what bad looks like to you. And the only way for you to do that is to sit with self. I get it. more people than what they would say cannot be alone. I know some people that will deal with an unhealthy, abusive, toxic relationship than to be alone. I'm gonna say that one more time. I know some people that will settle than to just be at peace by themselves. See, this is the thing about being alone that I've learned, because I've been alone for a while. You got to deal with your own shit. And most people don't want to do that. When you are alone and you start figuring out yourself, you really start figuring out how fucked up you are. See, that's that thing about being alone. You start figuring out how jacked up you are. And a lot of people don't want to admit how jacked up they are. But you need to know your flaws so that you also know your strengths. Because, yeah, you might not be this and that, but you might be that and this. It's so important to take care of you. And a part of truly taking care of you is being alone with yourself. Can't nobody correct me, right? If I don't correct me. If I'm not aware of what's wrong with me, I'm not going to let you tell me what's wrong with me. I'm just not going to do it, because in my mind, ain't nothing wrong with me. It's something wrong with all of us. We all fall short of something. We all got some shit with us. And being alone, I think, is just the beginning of helping you figure out not just who you are, but what you want, what you deserve, what you can give, and what you can't. That's a huge part of setting standards. Like, I can't expect for you, and ladies, y'all probably not gonna like this, what I'm about to say. And that's all right. But I can't expect to meet no man that got all this money, houses, cars, take me shopping, doing this, doing that, if I can't do it for him in return. You gotta be realistic. I can't expect for you to do something for me that I can't do for you or for myself. Gentlemen, you want these women to do this, do that, do that, do this. You can't expect for these ladies to do for you what you can't do for yourself. I got a homeboy right now who every time he get on his feet, right, for whatever reason, he can't be alone. He gotta be with a woman. So he always end up moving in with a girl, helping her get her credit together, buying her a car, doing this and that with her instead of doing it on his own. It's crazy. Doesn't make sense to me. All that you poured into her, you could have poured it into yourself. But people don't want to deal with self. That'd be the hard part. And then you're miserable in a relationship, which makes it 10 times worse. But you don't want to be alone. Got to learn how to deal with self, because that's the only place where you will figure out your standard. Alone is where you find your standard. Alone is where you find you. And it's not comfortable. It's not comfortable. Being alone has not been easy. Whoo, if walls could talk in my house, baby. It's lonely. But the peace of mind I have surpasses any understanding. Like, it's beyond understanding to me. The peace, how still I am, and what I will and will not deal with. Now, a lot of people might say, you talking that shit, Ty, because you lonely. I'm not, I don't have to be alone. You know what I'm saying? Let me get that straight. Because being lonely or being alone and having to be alone is two different things. I could have somebody with me right now. You know what I'm saying? I could go get somebody. They would gladly come and be with me. But that's not what I want. It's got to be the right soul. It's got to be the right person. I want to get it right. You know what I'm saying? And I think that that has just come from me dealing with self, knowing what I will and will not accept. That's my standard. My standards are totally different today than what they have been. Breaking generational curses in that, right? It kind of comes hand in hand. Once you start to deal with yourself and sit alone and realize who you are and understand who you are becoming and your purpose, you will start to realize how your upbringing has shaped you. It has either done one of two things. It's either helped you or hurt you. So in becoming an adult, right, you got to figure out, am I going to hold on to this lesson or am I going to let it go? Am I going to hold on to this personality trait or am I going to break it? Am I going to change it? Is that going to help me grow? Right? So when people say, oh, breaking generational curses, and they talk about generational wealth and all of those things. Yes, you could break generation. You could break the curse of being more wealthy, right? Of not having, right? You can do all these things and I'm going to do this, I'm going to do that so that my kids won't have to worry about this and this and this and that. You could do all those great things, right? However, if you don't work on yourself, What good is that? What good is it for me to break the curse of financial illiteracy in my bloodline, create wealth if I haven't worked on me? What is that? What does that look like? Right? So yeah, I could create all these steps and things for my kids to have, but if my mama was abusive and my mama's mama was abusive and my mama's mama's mama was abusive and then I'm abusive, what does that do for my kids? Just make them rich abusers? Breaking generational curses start from within. That's something that I'm learning. I hustle hard. I took a lot of losses this year. A lot. So everything with me is the grind, the hustle, the grind, the hustle. That's probably why I really ain't got nobody, because I don't have the time, right? So in doing that, sometimes I forget to work on me. For example, right? A goal of mine was to do this podcast and remain consistent. I haven't come to y'all with Talks with Ty with an edition of Talks with Ty in about 2.5 weeks, maybe 3 weeks now. I was sitting here on my couch and I'm tired. Just got home from school. You know what I'm saying? I worked on some content for my brand, Touch by Ty Hair Co. I'm like, I'm tired. And I'm sitting here and my spirit say, I know you tired, but we got work to do. You supposed to be doing something. You ain't did it in 3 weeks. Get up. You wrote everything down that you wanted to talk about, but you've yet to do it. This is discipline. Discipline. I thank God for that. Because maybe about a year or two ago, I would have heard my spirit tell me that and I wouldn't have listened. I wouldn't have listened. I just would have been like, I'll do it next week. And next week would have been next week. And so forth and so on. See, something about working on myself, I've created a routine of discipline within me, which helps me be consistent, even when I don't want to be, breaking a generational curse. And it feels good. It feels good. So, self, right? We're talking about setting standards, breaking generational curses, and we're realizing that that starts with us. That starts with yourself. Self-love. Let me ask you a question. And I'm asking you because I had to ask myself this question Sunday. Do you really love you? Like, do you really love you? Like everything about you. every bump, every mole, every scar, every roll, every stretch mark, every imperfection. Yeah, there's some things you could change, right? There's some things that you could do better, but do you love you? Because if you don't, it is impossible for you to love anybody else. It don't work like that. I have this past year learned how to truly love Takiya, the most fucked up, flawed version of me. I love it. And if you don't, you don't need to be around me. That's just how I feel, right? But it took me a long time to get there. I got some ways about me that I could change. I'm stubborn. You know what I'm saying? I don't always listen. But that's made me who I am. It's also caused some problems in my life, but it's definitely made me who I am. And it's probably kept me alive. Real talk. I got a pass. So those characteristics are probably what has kept me living. Can I change it? Yeah. Should I? Maybe not. However, I could compromise. And I'm willing to do that in friendship, with family, in relationships, as a parent, as a sibling, like I'm in my career, as a businesswoman, I can find compromise. I don't have to change. I don't have to even agree with you, but I can definitely find compromise. Y'all, it took me a long time to get there because it used to be no way, my way or the highway. But I don't get anywhere. I take more losses like that than I do gains. And at this point in my life, I'm not trying to take no more losses. I'm getting too old for that. So that growth, right? That grow through. This time last year, you couldn't have told me that I would be where I am mentally, spiritually. I could work on myself physically. You know, I'm a thickie, you know, thick. You know, so, and I don't even want to be small, but I could stand to shed a few. That's personal, but that's all right. If I don't, I still love me. You know what I'm saying? I was talking to a friend of mine and we were talking about our size, right? And we were saying, girl, we need to do this. We need to do that. We need to lose weight. And I was just thinking to myself, it's crazy because I am the thickest that I've ever been in my life, but I'm probably the healthiest, like mind, body, and soul, right? Even down to watching what I eat. You know what I'm saying? Yeah, I didn't put on some pounds. I ain't gonna lie. But I'm good. You know, like I'm in a different place. When I was smaller, I was stressed out and just a hot mess. I guess there's some good thick weight, baby, because I feel good, you know? I want to feel better. Got a little aches and pains, things popping, but we pushing through. Definitely better than ever. That self-love, right? And that standard and just breaking those curses, that rethinking, that repositioning, right? That redirection of the mind. You have to change the way you think. You cannot keep doing the same thing expecting the same result. I'm gonna let y'all in on something. This year has been rough for me financially, right? Probably one of the roughest financial years that I've ever had in my life due to I've undergone a huge transition that I didn't think I would go through. And I think about everything that I've been through, right? And I have just recently taken another hefty loss, you know? But I think about all the priceless things that I have gained in the process of the loss. So I say okay, God, this where we at, this what we doing. Cool, no problem. The reset. Boom, hitting the reset button. Because I look up, I'm in this beautiful home, fully furnished. You know, I have a place for my business. Even though I'm starting over, right? Even though I had to start over, I'm operating. I'm not growing. Minor setbacks for major comebacks. But that is a huge part of my thought process. The way that I've learned how to think. Oh my God, I'm going through this. Oh my God, why is this happening to me? Instead of saying, all right, this is happening. We can't do nothing to change it. So what are we going to do about it? We got lemons. Let's make lemonade. You know what I'm saying? And I could not always think like that. Like I used to freak out. I used to cry. I used to get mad. I used to get angry. I used to want my lick back. Oh, let's talk about that lick back, baby. I used to want my lick back. Real petty. Petty Betty. That was me. I wanted my lick back. I wanted it back. It's, I ain't gonna lie, sometimes I still be like, now, God, what we like, we ain't just gonna let that ride, but I have to reel myself back in. You know what I'm saying? It's like life going life, man. Life is going to life you. But you still have the choice. You choose how you handle it. You choose how you respond. You choose. You can't say, oh, I did that because of how I was feeling. If you could do anything for yourself, master being in complete control of your emotions. Because once you control your emotions, you win. Once you learn how to control your emotions, you are untouchable. They don't know your next move. And they're not supposed to. Setting standards. Breaking generational curses. Rethinking. Redirection. Self-love. Mindset. Emotionally in control. Routine. Let's talk about a routine. For the past 4 months, I've come to learn just how important having a routine is. Getting up at a certain time, doing certain things, setting aside time for self, setting aside time to produce, setting goals that are attainable daily, weekly, monthly, yearly. Routine. Those things help you stay on track. They help you build consistency. A part of my routine is spiritual grounding. I'm not religious, but I will say I'm spiritual. I'm the same one that'll cuss you out and pray for you in the same minute. Don't do me, won't have no problems. Respect me, and you get my respect. So spiritual grounding, believing in something, staying grounded in that, having a relationship with that, whatever that is for you, because I don't judge. And waiting, knowing how to be still in that spirituality, that peace there, whatever that is that keeps you calm. I believe in God. Can't tell me that he ain't real. I believe that Jesus is the Son of God. I'm not going to sit here and say, I believe everything that's associated with my beliefs. However, The only people I ever said, the only people that I ever heard one say thank you to is Jesus. The only one I ever heard people call on is Jesus. And it works. You pick your poison, I pick mine. But I'm just saying, God is real. He is real. He is real. He is real. So spiritual grounding, having that as part of your routine, developing a consistency, working on you, loving on you, taking time for you, setting that standard in your life for what you want. You got to know what you want. You got to know what you expect. You have to set that standard. And don't ever let nobody get you fucked up. Don't let them do that, because it only hurts you. If they get you messed up, walk away. Don't entertain it. That's another thing that I've learned this year. The importance of letting go. And in that, I think that I have indeed broken some generational curses. Y'all, I just wanted to come up here and tell you, keep going. It's not easy. It's not supposed to be. But you're worth it. Keep growing through. I say all the time, oh my God, I'm going through this, I'm going through that. And then I look up and I say, nah, I'm growing through that. Grow. When you stop growing, you're dead. And from the looks of it, you got a little bit more living to do. Thank you guys so much for tuning in. Thank you for rocking with me. It doesn't matter how you feel. Y'all know God always worthy to be praised. It's your girl, Ty. Make sure you hit that subscribe button, like, and share this video. Send it to somebody that you may know who needs it. I will see you guys on Thursday for Spill the Tea, Messy, Messy Thursday, child. Until then, Touch by Ty Hair Co. out. Bye.